different with this week's practice than last week? What were you able to do?
I was able to go through a full practice, so that was good. Felt good. I was excited to get back out there and practice with everybody, get ready for the game.
So you went with the first team all the way through today?
Full practice.
How different does the knee feel now than it did a week ago? And maybe do you see the benefit of taking the extra week?
I'm ready to play whenever they want me to play. So, if it's this week, next week, a couple weeks, whatever they say goes, so I'll be ready.
How much say will you have? How much will the doctor say?
I think I just have to prove it to them on the field. So, when I'm out here running around doing all the plays and getting the reps, that's when they'll see. And then it's just up to them to decide.
But you expect to play then? I mean, if you're working the full team, go full?
I always expect to play.
Will you go full speed then?
Yeah. I mean, we had live reps, so I went full speed with the live reps.
What are the doctors telling you?
They're going to keep playing it by sight, come out, watch me, and then, figure out what they think the best, best progression is from here.
Was that annoying or frustrating not being able to get out there? And how did you deal with it in a diplomatic way, if so?
Yeah, I mean, it is frustrating. Like I said, players play, but, I told them, in the locker room when they told me, or that night, I would be upset, but once we step on the field, I was all for this team and all for Kirk, so... that's the way you have to approach it. You don't take those things to the field and try to become a cancer or distraction to the team. You support the team.
Do you feel the injury at all? I mean, is it weak or unstable or anything?
No, it doesn't feel weak or unstable. So, it's good. Today was very encouraging for me, for the doctors, for everybody. So, I feel really good.
Was there a point where it started – has it been kind of a gradual improvement, or is there a point where it just started kind of made a little bit of a bigger leap toward feeling better?
I think it's just been a gradual improvement throughout the days. It just takes rest and time. I got all my strength and everything. It's just a matter of time.
Robert, you're a pretty good student of quarterback play. Your rookie class is putting up unbelievable numbers and wins. Is that a testament just to you guys, or do you think the college game has changed that you guys are coming in more prepared than your peers were a few years ago?
This is a hard question to answer. I get it a bunch, but I think we're a group of unique guys as far as quarterbacks go. But it could be whether the 7-on-7 and just the development of the college game, putting up so many points, throwing the ball around so much, all those things could be factors. But I think every class has its own share of exceptional talent, and I think everyone's seeing that.
Jim Kelly was saying that. With all the comparisons with this class to the class of 83, that he thinks, you guys should just have a little bit more time before people really anoint you guys as this great class. How do you react to that old-timer, that played for so long?
I like Jim Kelly. I've met him, and, we've talked, and I understand what he's saying, so I'm not going to go there. He's not an old-timer yet. He still feels like he can play, but, the thing is, what people have to realize, we have to put together a string of years, and all of us continue to be successful, and then they can compare us to those greats. But right now, we are maybe not rookies anymore because we played enough games, and, we're all in the playoff chase, but in their eyes, we're still rookies and young guys.
What does it mean to have the opportunity to create your own destiny and control your own destiny at this point?
It's awesome. We came back from the bye with one mission, and that's the mission that we're still on. We control our destiny, and we did what we were supposed to do. We won, and that's what we have to continue to do. And guys can't get happy now. We still got one game and then another game after that.
Robert, fans will see Sunday's game and kind of look at what happened without Pistol until a couple plays in the fourth quarter and some of the formations being different and say the offense was way different. Can you give us an idea of how different the offense was with just plays out of different formations and how much really changed without you in the game?
I think it was just plays out of different formations. We still went with our bread and butter plays and they still worked. So it was good to see that. It was good to see it from the sideline and watching all week. Just to see it from a different perspective, but it was the same plays, just out of different formations.
Did that help you at all? Did you get anything? I know you were unhappy, but being able to watch the game as a spectator?
Yeah, I mean, you can be unhappy about something, but you still got to learn, and that's what I did. I was upset, but I never let that show on the field, and just watched and was able to see it from a different perspective, and told Coach that I don't like taking a week off. But you can learn a lot just from sitting around and watching for a week.
Robert, you talked a lot about the importance of getting down or getting out of bounds when you're running. How does throwing the ball away work into that? Because it seems like you're always trying to at least extend the play a little bit and get something positive with your legs instead of throw it away.
I mean, I think the day I think about throwing the ball away at the beginning of a play, I should stop playing. So it's just something that happens. You know, I've thrown the ball away this year, but it's not something that you take into a game plan. All right, you know, I'm going to go 1-2, throw it out of bounds. I just think that's a faulty approach to the game. But, you know, I get where everyone's coming from, and, you know, I'll continue to protect myself. And this latest injury could have happened to anybody. You know, I was getting down. I mean, it is what it is, and I just got to move on from there.
Does it get old having guys that have been here the longest, Robert, communicated to you how special this run is given some of the losing and things that have happened in the past?
No, they really haven't. I don't think anyone's trying to take a big picture look at it right now. We can do that after the season when we're all happy. But, you know, right now I think everyone's just focused on one game at a time. And that's the attitude you have to have. No one's in the locker room jumping around excited that, you know, we're on a win streak and, you know, we're controlling our own destiny. Everyone's still focused on what we got to do, and everybody's still feeling sore from the game. So that's a good thing.
New Jersey has sold more.
Not practicing fully last week, was it kind of hard to get into a rhythm in terms of your accuracy, in terms of where you wanted a ball location today, or did that not really skip a beat?
No, that was fine. And, you know, it was good. You know, Pierre told me that my arm was live today. You know, when you don't get to throw with those guys for a week, you definitely come back a little bit more juiced up, ready to go. So, you know, my accuracy was still there. You know, I feel like I was on time with everything, and coach was impressed with that too.
Robert, Jersey has sold more than any jersey over the last 6 years. What was your reaction if you hadn't heard that, or you're the most popular selling jersey in NFL in 6 years?
I mean, it's just a tribute to the fans, and, you know, hard work pays off. I mean, this NFL experience thus far has been really great, and, you know, I hope it can continue to be that way. So thank you to the fans.
How do you think Kirk played on Sunday?
Oh, I thought he played great. You know, everyone did. You know, like we said, Cal threw out a stat to us that, you know, rookie quarterbacks in their first game throwing over 300 yards, and there aren't very many, but we have two. And, you know, that speaks volumes to the players on this team, to the coaches, the way they coach, and then just myself and Kirk.
Are you going to talk to Kyle then? I mean, because you guys are so ready, and that you were so ready and played so well in your first NFL game. He comes out and puts up big numbers too. What do you think that says about the program here, that both you guys were as ready as you were for that?
I mean, like I said, it speaks volumes about the coaches and everybody and the players. But Kyle said it helps when you have ballers out there, guys that aren't afraid to make a mistake. They can't wait to go succeed, and that's what we have. So, you know, that's really encouraging.
You mentioned your O-line has had some issues. You were not here, obviously. You've had the same line now for 14 games. How much of a difference has that made to your offense?
They play as a unit. That's the great thing about it. They run block well. They're doing the things that we're asking them to do extremely well. And, you know, of course, everyone's going to talk about how they're undersized and maybe there's no big-name guys. But, you know, to us, they play extremely well as a unit. They communicate well, and they protect me. And that's all you can ask for.
You mentioned obviously a quarterback and a coach, the relationship is so tight. But you go through the adversity of last week. What did you learn about Coach Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, over the past week that maybe you didn't know before?
Oh, I mean, there's no adversity as far as, you know, them deciding the doctor's calling me not playing. There's no adversity. There's no, you know, strained relationship at all. What they're going to tell me is that they did the best thing for me. But as a player, I'm not going to say sitting out a game was the best thing for me. That's just not how you operate or how you think. So, you know, there's nothing new. Just know that they're going to try to protect me and protect me from myself at all times.
I'm curious about, you mentioned one game at a time, which is a mantra a lot of the guys are preaching, but also a lot of the guys are talking about momentum, which I think you would agree is a real thing in sports. How do you balance that too? Because they seem to be, in a way, opposites. You're going to build on your momentum, yet you're compartmentalizing one game at a time.
Right. Yeah. When you're building on your momentum, those are past games. So, yeah, we'll take those games and carry them into the next one as far as the momentum goes. But we're not thinking about those games or thinking about our win streak when we're going into the game. Each game is its own game, but you can certainly carry momentum throughout a season or throughout a span of games.
Robert, what do you think's been the difference? Five straight, you're talking momentum, taking one game at a time. What has been the difference?
I just think it's the team's mindset. Coming back from the bye, there is no – hey, we lost this one. We'll get it the next game. We knew every game counted the most, and every game was like a playoff game or a do or die game. And we made it that way in our minds. Everyone came out and prepared that way, and then it paid off. You know, a lot of teams can have that same mindset and it not work for them. But you know, this year it's working for us, and God has a plan for us.
Was there ever time during that bye week that you kind of hit a moment of clarity or something that said, you know, this is going to click, or this is what we have to change?
You know, just like I said, went and cleared my head, and you know, just had that moment of what we said at Baylor a lot: don't freak out. You know, don't jump ship. Don't think that you know it's the end of the world. Yeah, you might be 3-6, but you still have the pieces to go out and be successful. And we just needed our guys to step up. And on this win streak, everybody stepped up big.
Have you noticed differences in the Eagles' offensive line now that they have a new coach at that position? They playing as wide.
D-line?
Yeah, sorry.
I have not watched the O-line, but
sorry.
Yeah, there's a difference. You know, the wide nine techniques that they're known for aren't showing up as much. They still run them, but they changed that a little bit. But aside from that, they're still playing hard. They're still playing physical, and we got to go out and make sure we're more physical than they are.
You had to unfairly, I think, negotiate some racial landmines and barrier landmines lately. Have you thought about what it's like to play for a team that's named the Redskins? Because a lot of American Indians and others feel that it's a derogatory term. Have you ever thought about that? Or
I'm not qualified to speak on that. I mean, I didn't even mean to stir up the other thing, so I'm not even going to go try to attempt that one.
We'll take one more.
So, Baylor, did you ever freak out?
Did I ever freak out? No, I didn't ever get. So what?
Do you like Kirk's new haircut?
I'm sorry, guys. That's bad. It's bad. That's bad.